kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Yo, Javi over here fucking drink shaming me because I'm trying to have, I have one beer open that I haven't finished drinking, and I just cracked open two more.
Yeah, you're like, drink shaming me. You gonna like just drink both of them at the same time?
I might, don't tempt me.
DP.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn Old Man Wade. Actually, that could be Deadpool.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, that's what you meant, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're a wholesome show. Safe for the kids.
No, we've never been safe for the fucking kids, man. That's just not gonna be a thing ever.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
Man, I'm sitting with the. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting here with the pinnacle of political perfection, the Superior. Super Bowl Gabi.
What up, old man?
Not a man. I had an adjective for myself today, too, but I kind of forgot it. Yeah. I need to start writing this shit down.
Really?
Yeah, I have to really start writing this shit down, man. I just, like, flat out forgot.
Notes are for losers.
Notes are for losers. Dude, all I do is take notes. Like, I take notes at work. I take notes, like just random things I'm writing about. Like, that's all I do. Like, my notepad app, I swear by the end of the year, like, I'm going to have, like, a gig alone of just, like, notes.
Well, I'm never committing a crime with you.
No, you should probably never do that.
Like, yeah, so where were you on this date?
Hold on, let me go check my notes.
Check my notes. Fuck
it. No, what do you want me to do? Like, I know, I'm aware of who I am. My memory is trash.
Commit that shit to memory, damn it.
Huh? Commit that shit to memory. Uh-huh. So, now, what happens if we commit a crime, and then I forget because I didn't take a note?
Good. You should forget.
No, but what if I'm supposed to be, in, like, at 35th and Broadway,
yeah,
and I'm in, like, 36th in, like, Lexington?
We live in New York now?
I don't know, do we?
Are those New York at? Those are New York
State? I don't know. I'm just giving you random numbers and places. I'm not going to commit a crime in the state I live.
It's great content.
You say that, but someone's probably like, yeah, that's true. Why would you commit a crime in the place that you live?
Yeah, no shit where you eat.
Yeah, see, that's my point. So like I said, so if I'm supposed to go to 36 in Lexington, no way. Yeah. Where, see, I forgot it already.
Damn. Yeah, I'm definitely not committing a crime with you. It's not happening.
Oh, I think
what are we doing today, old man?
We got a lot, man. I actually have a ton of random topics and stuff.
Yeah, it's been a while since we recorded.
So, do you want to start goofy or do you want to start serious?
What do we usually start? We usually start goofy, don't we?
Yeah. So let's start with this. All right. Have you heard about the deaf man who's suing Pornhub for the lack of caption?
Is this goofy or serious?
This is serious. I honestly don't know.
Or just sad.
Well, this dude. So this dude from so this deaf guy was suing Pornhub for the lack of closed captions on the website.
Okay.
Which, you know, if it's true, then you like, you know.
I mean, you don't want to miss that compelling dialogue.
You know, sometimes the dialogue be getting it. I kind of want to know.
Know what?
Huh?
What do you want to know?
Like, why is the stepdad fucking the daughter?
Yeah.
Yo, there was this porn I had called Role Models.
Yeah.
And, like, it was funny as shit. This one
based on the movie?
No. No. This was some funny shit. So.
Wait, the porn was called
Role Models. Role Models.
Okay.
So, and it was, like, the silliest shit ever. So, like, this porn star wakes up and she's in bed. She goes, oh, hello. She goes, you may remember me from, and there's like these random things like Anal Gang Bang and like Bukkake 6 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, you may think of me only as that, but people remember, I'm a role model too. It's like, we do all this stuff all day. And some dude comes in and he goes, hey, can I use your shower gel? And she goes, this is something such. You may remember him from da-da-da-da-da-da. He goes, but you gotta remember, we're not just pieces of meat. And then she goes, sure, but you gotta fuck me first.
You're masturbating wrong.
No, it was funny though. And then this other one was like, this other chick was fucking blind people as like community service.
Oh my God.
And this other dude was talking about this other like Eastern European porn star. He goes, look at her. She's so hot and sexy, but she's taking the cocks out of good old American porn stars. I won't have anything to do with it. And she goes, you fuck? He goes, sure.
So you're saying this deaf guy has a case?
He might.
There's some really good content out there he's missing out on.
So, Pornhub has issued has issued a, well, actually, in their response to someone's lawsuit alleging that they denied access to the videos for the hearing appeared. They said, quote, "We understand that this person's name is suing Pornhub for claiming we've denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos," Pornhub VP Corey Price said in a statement to TMZ. "While we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we'd like to take this opportunity to point out that we do have closed captions category. A closed caption category."
Huh. That's nice of them.
So it goes on. "The person has accused Pornhub of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by failing to provide adequate closed captions to its videos. Service Alerts guy says that some of the deaf and hearing impaired content cannot be understood, and he even listed a few titles to prove it. Now, before we delve into the three that he handpicked to highlight in the suit, we would like to know if there's any other titles that he could have picked to avoid coming off across as having a specific field of interest." This is why it's silly. You ready?
Wait, we haven't gotten to the silly part yet.
No, this is it. All right. So here are the titles.
Yep.
So, because anyway, if you're also hearing impaired, we hate to be the bearer of bad news and inform you that Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew, Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk, and Daddy 4K, Allison Comes to Talk About Money and Her Boy's Naughty Father, are legend without closed captioning.
Aww.
So, yeah, man. So,
how long are the porns you guys are watching? Like, honestly, like, I don't think I watch porn enough to like, even, like, catch dialogue.
So, you just go right to the good part.
You know, this is purpose-driven. This is a purpose-driven life here.
Your porn is purpose-driven?
It's purpose-driven.
Just so you know, that's going to be the episode title. I made sure that you said it again, just so I could type that.
I just don't understand. I don't know. Some things are just beyond me, man.
Dog, sometimes I like a story.
Yeah, you like a good story?
Sometimes, yeah.
There's Netflix.
Uh-huh.
There's Disney Plus.
There's no porn in either one of those.
All right, next topic.
So no. We're staying right here. All right. So okay. So let's take John Wick. Hitman's Body.
Where is this going? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Two action movies.
Yes.
That don't have the deepest of plots.
Yes.
But the plot and story actually make the movie better. Right?
It's debatable.
It's debatable.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
This guy literally went on a killing rampage because his dog.
Everyone oversimplifies that.
Okay.
It's not because it's what the dog represented.
His dead wife?
Yes. It's the last thing his dead wife gave him.
Okay. So correlate this to the art that is porn dialogue.
All right. So I'm watching black.com, right?
Black.com. Oh, the home of. Yo, you can distill every black.com video to one story plot.
I never thought it would happen to me.
There's a black guy with a dick in my house.
Dude, that's not always the case.
So, or there's a black guy with a dick in my hotel room.
Again.
There's two black guys with dicks.
Yes. Black.com. I wish I had a drop of that. Oh, man. I would start every show with black.com.
Yo, I've been really feeling Black Raw videos.
Yeah.
Those are the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love me some Kira Noir.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the names of these porn stars.
The black chick with the dreads. Slim black chick with the dreads.
Well, you know, I like it because it has a little amateurish look to it, even though I know it's not.
See, I kind of like the I kind of like the black.com because it's like crisper almost.
Yeah. Do you actually go to black.com?
No, I go to Exodus.
Oh, I was to say, like, did you like give them your credit card?
No.
Oh,
all right.
Duh. I was. You know, I was gonna judge you, but
yes, you know what's funny, and I wouldn't even imagine you were judging me for that. I'm not giving any porn website like my fucking credit card. Nah, dog, I'm good.
We're selfish,
huh?
We're selfish.
Whatever. Look, man, there's some porn stars that I really, really liked, and it was just like, and someone was like, "Oh, you should try what's it? Oh, My Free Cam or one of those ones." I was like, "I don't know." Okay. Yeah, I'm all set.
I don't need Russians like. Not just knowing my porn addiction habits, but also having my credit card.
You know what's funny? I don't really give a shit about that at all.
No, I mean, they know it. Like, it's already known. Like, your shit's out there.
Yeah. Like, if they was like, Mark, did you watch? Yes, I did. Next question.
Yeah. before you bring out the receipts, yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. did I watch Veronica Rodriguez squirt while she was getting a massage? Yes, I did.
That's an oldie.
Is it?
I think so. Is that the one where she's like... I'm not really good with names of porn stars other than Pinky.
Is that the only porn star you know?
Lacey Duval.
Well, you know the classics. You don't know anybody new.
I watch, like, my go-to is, like, super amateur. Like, you wouldn't even know these people. It's like, they met this person randomly
the street. You ever type in, like, a specific city in the search engine?
When I was younger.
Yeah, every so often, I'll type in, like, Miami or Florida, just for shits and giggles. I'm like, okay.
And then one time I typed in Atlanta, and I never did it again. Some dark shit going on in Atlanta, man. Like, it's not, well, you know what? Not the kink shame. You know, it's something for everybody.
You know, I love how we say not the kink shame, but I swear to Odin, we always kink shame.
Oh, we're the kink shame kings.
The kink shame. So Joe Budden's a content kings. We're the kink shame kings.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. But you know what's funny about that is for all the...
How the hell did we... closed captions report.
Yeah, I trust me. I'm writing down notes, man. I am absolutely writing down notes.
Yeah, because you do that.
You know, if not, we'd be rambling for like... Okay, we always ramble as it is, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Oh, man.
You gotta stick to brand.
So, yeah. This can go online with the, it's kind of the Boomer Chronicles. It's kind of the Boomer Chronicles.
All right,
We're moving on from all right.
Deaf people deserve porn, too.
Deaf people deserve porn, too. Absolutely. You know, I accidentally, I was, so I used to have a routine. I used to have a pretty decent porn collection, like on DVD and video.
Yeah.
So what I used to do was I got paid on Thursdays.
Damn, bro.
Dog, I was like, this was like.
You are a boomer.
I don't have it anymore. I just go online. All right,
good.
But, so I remember on Thursdays, what I used to do is I used to go to Amazing. Over in Fenway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I used to do it like every other Thursday.
So you wanted guys walking out shamefully with the black bag?
Oh, I turned the black bag inside out, so it wouldn't even say Amazing on it.
Just on the train with your porn.
Since we got it wrong, I got on the bus.
On the bus with your porn?
Yeah.
That's gross.
And then like, I think I thought... Hey, yo, and then like after the third or fourth time, I was like, why don't I just bring my fucking book bag with me? I just put it in my book bag.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I
was like, what a fix.
Got little kids looking at this thing in your hand. Like,
dog, hey, if there's a little kid up at like, because I used to go right up to SmackDown.
Okay.
So I used to wait for SmackDown to go off and go off at 10, then I go get my porn and come home.
No way. That's decent.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Get my testosterone going, watch some racist WWE, which I can't get it. Wait to get into that too.
Oh, man.
All right. So, I'm laying in bed.
Boomer Chronicles.
So, it's kind of boomerish, but it also fits into the Super Bowl political corner.
Oh, boy.
So.
Synergy.
It's a Metalocalypse song. Mm-hmm. So, I'm laying in bed last weekend, admittedly a little drunk. Mm-hmm. Wife's laying in bed with me, and I'm sitting there giggling at myself, and she goes, what are you doing? And I go, oh, and I couldn't wait to talk to you about this. I am compiling a list of things to thwart Trump's wall.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear the list?
I would like to hear the list.
A ladder.
That would work.
Stacking people up on top of each other.
Also would work.
Fake IDs.
I'll explain that.
Literally a fake ID. You just walk in and go, hey, here's my ID.
And just walk
But out. If that doesn't work, yeah. The next one will work. Bribery.
Good old bribery.
A shovel. Flying to Canada and going from there.
True. There is no wall between us and Canada.
This one I stole. The Kool-Aid Man.
Oh.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
Mia Khalifa's boobs. They're distracting. an old black woman saying, move.
Can we say a middle-aged white woman saying, can I speak to your manager?
Oh, fuck. That's actually on here.
Oh.
I think I put, Karen wants to speak to the wall manager. Wacko Warner's mallet. Maria had this one. The juggernaut. Yeah, Karen asked to see the manager. The Mongolians from South Park.
Oh, God.
Climate change.
Water? Like, make it...
I don't know, man. I
just climate change?
Yeah. Hardcore parkour.
I'm thinking about the Office version of parkour
right now. Yeah. Maria had this one. Sharknado.
Yes.
Black Dynamite.
He threw that shit before he got into the room.
The David Hasselhoff song, Looking for Freedom.
Oh, my God.
Maria also did this one. Toontown Tunnel.
Yes.
This one I came up with in Googler. Olympic pole vaulter Allison Stoke. She is fly as shit. And she's an Olympic pole vaulter. Naked Black Dr. Watchman. Dr. Manhattan, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Evel Knievel being shot out of a cannon. That was Maria's. Mm-hmm. The Ghostbusters walking the Statue of Liberty. Also Maria. Mm-hmm. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Mexican Joker. South Park reference.
Oh, okay.
The Tough Mudder Obstacle Course. A Thanos Snap. Mm-hmm. Louise Belcher.
She, you know what? She'd find a way.
Yeah. I actually put in parentheses. Yeah, she'd find a way.
She'd find a way.
Batman.
I mean, yeah. Batman beats everything.
Mr. Fantastic walks over it.
Or through it.
Rick Sanchez anti-gravity boots.
Or portal.
Yep. And last but not least, drunk sorority women on spring break.
How about this? I got one.
I got
one.
Listen, what you got?
So a montage, right? Right? Started by somebody saying, we need to figure out a way to get past this wall.
We need a montage.
Yeah, there you go. Those are all clever ways to get past a stupid thing.
Long story short, you're not stopping people from getting in this fucking wall. Cut it out.
Especially Mexicans.
Dog, they will find a way.
They will definitely find a way.
It's not nature will find a way. Mexicans will find a way. They are... your fucking wall. They've been doing it for like decades. Cut it out.
It's like, oh, finally, a challenge.
It's not even a challenge.
Something different.
Dog, they were building tunnels.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I wonder if there's less Mexicans coming over because they're just like, eh, we're better off here right now.
Well, I mean, so, to get a little political, right?
Yeah.
Net immigration from Mexico has been going down for years, actually. So, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man. All right.
But it's a big, beautiful wall.
Big, beautiful wall.
Respect it.
Oh, suck my wall.
Suck my big, beautiful wall.
You think iTunes will accept that?
I don't know.
Right, we'll find out. All right, we'll be right back.
Fuck, you're old.
And we are back on the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget to like the Facebook page, The Old Man Wade Show. Honestly, we talk a bunch of shit. We've been a lot more fun recently. We've kind of shied away from the political stuff on the page.
I don't think we've ever really been that political on the page, to be honest with you. You think?
Nah, I wouldn't say not as much. I think we're more political and more and a lot more serious here than we are on there.
I think I like that. And I think that a lot of people will enjoy following our page, our social media stuff, only because I think it's kind of a respite from all the depression shit you tend to see on. Yes. I mean, we're technically hiding our own depression by shit posting, but still.
But I also think...
Have some denial with us.
Have some denial with us?
Yeah.
I wonder if I can make that... I wonder if I can put that on there, on the Old Man Wade Facebook page and go, enjoy this silliness. Have some denial with us. Oh my god, that'd be a great t-shirt.
We laugh because we don't want to cry anymore.
Spider-Man said it best. Someone was like, jokes. And Spider-Man was like, it's either that or I can cry. Would you like me to cry?
I mean, we could just cry. We could have a video of just crying.
No, I'm not Tyrese. And I'm not Stephon Marbury.
You don't think that'd be good content?
No.
Just a whole episode of us just ugly crying?
No. I'm going to go with no, that wouldn't be good content.
It's not. All types of shit. No. Why are you looking at me like that?
So anyway, man, I should have had the drop ready for that, but I didn't. Oh, before we get into the seriousness, do you know Rihanna's single?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to make a pitch?
I'm a married man. Why would I want to have Rihanna call me at my phone number of 555-222-8147?
All I'm saying is, like, you never know. She might be like, she may be waiting for you. All right, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you a chance. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. It's your time. It's your time to do it.
You can pitch Rihanna?
We're not doing this.
I can't be here. Umbrella Ella. Yo, in real life, if I was ever like given that opportunity and I wasn't a happily married man to my beautiful wife, I'd probably like turn into like a ball of jello and just melt into the floor.
You gotta get the easy nut out for that.
The easy nut?
The easy nut.
Just to release the tension?
Yeah. You gotta get the... You never did the easy nut when, like, a female was coming over and you were just kind of like, yo, I gotta impress. Yeah. So you jack off and get the easy nut out first?
Yeah.
You gotta get the easy nut out if you're gonna, like, you know what I mean?
But we're going from trying to holler at her to, like, definitely fucking on the first day.
Dog, I am not leaving anything to chance.
Yeah?
No, man.
I don't think that would work with Rihanna with me.
Probably not.
I don't think that works.
Probably not.
I think it's like an instant bust, like the first time, regardless.
I think Rihanna is like a forgotten goddess of sex.
But it is,
and so, I think she like touches your shoulder,
yeah,
and you just like it's just like you. It's like the best orgasm you'll ever have in your life.
But I don't even think it's like Rihanna specific. I think anybody, like anytime you end up having sex with somebody you've crushed on for a long time, where you have like this whole like image of them in your head, right? You're going to fuck up the first time you guys have sex. I don't care. Like that. That's like the law of nature.
Speak for yourself, dog.
No?
I loved Maria for a while. And I think my first
album. I'm not talking about love.
Oh, you're talking about lust?
I'm talking about some animal lust.
Nah, I almost always got the easy nut out first.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
You got to. And I'm telling you, sometimes that won't work. Sometimes that won't work.
Okay. So this one time, there was this woman that I really wanted to have sex with, and so we were doing our thing or whatever. So like the makeout session was really heavy, the foreplay session was heavy. I'm going down on her. Mm-hmm. I nut while I was going down.
Jesus Christ, that's what we're talking about.
The good news was she got off while I was doing that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh thank God.
Pride saved.
And she was like, oh, what do I want you? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. You know,
man, like, this is all about you, girl.
I actually said that.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, audience.
Oh, man. I mean, what more would you expect from this show, man? We are who we are, man.
Wholesome.
Wholesome. Without the W?
Nah, but for real, like, and the thing is, the worst part about having that type of anticipation for somebody that you've been lusting over for so long, it's when the sex is garbage. Like, that's the most disappointing thing.
Yeah.
I've probably ever gone through in my life.
Thankfully, that hasn't happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky. I'm telling you, I'm the long shot of sex.
Okay.
Like, I've gotten incredibly lucky with the fact that I think I've maybe had bad sex once.
Yeah.
Now, I can't speak for the woman. I'm hoping that I'm batting close to, like, 80. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know what I mean? Yeah. They might have said some shit to spare my feelings.
I mean, it's possible.
So I had one.
It's known to happen.
This one woman was super honest with me. Sometimes it hurt.
Yeah.
But, like, it helped. You know what I mean?
Like, you know,
I'm not gonna say what she told me because it's way too much information.
Yeah.
But it helped, and I was like, all right. So she was like kind of like a sex coach.
Okay, okay.
Almost.
So like that impromptu pillow fight in the middle of having sex was not a good idea.
She said beat it up. She said beat it up and had a pillow in her hand. I thought I didn't know she wanted to smother me as opposed to me hit her with the pillow. Yeah,
she didn't want you to literally punch her vagina.
Oh man, moving on, man.
Moving on.
So we got a voice note from friend of the show and friend of mine, Duke the Great.
Trash.
He said he'll come on. All I gotta do is call him in.
Sure.
So next time we get a chance, next time weekend, I'm gonna tell Duke to call on the show so you guys can have it out. I'll actually I'll even cash app him some money so both of you guys can drink.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have it like this. Loser, so we'll have a debate. Mm-hmm. And after each debate, the loser has to chug a beer.
But I get to tally the points.
Huh?
I get to tally the points. No.
Y'all know my point system counting is flawless.
No, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's like the best map.
Also, in the future, look for a, will we do another game show?
What's up?
Will we do another, a love game show?
Oh, yeah.
I told you about that, right?
Yeah. I'm excited about that one. I'm actually excited about the people that are joining.
So I know two of them. I know one couple, and I know that couple is bringing some other people on, so we'll talk about that in the near future. All right, so Duke the Great.
Trash.
Wrestling expert. He follows, like, not just the WWE, but he, like, hardcore follows, like, everything. Like, if it's about wrestling,
yeah,
he knows about it. And recently, there's a wrestler named Tessa Blanchard, mm-hmm, who... said something about supporting other women wrestlers.
You sent me that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, NWA World Women's Champion, Allison Kay, Chelsea Green, and Priscilla Kelly took to Twitter blasting Tessa Blanchard after her Impact start tweeted out, hey, women, try supporting one another. Cool things happen. NXT superstar Chelsea Green responded, you've consistently put down, bullied, and belittled countless female co-workers, including me. Is that support? Blanchard has since responded to Green's bully comment, writing, I've never been anything but kind to you. I've dealt with mean girls since I started. Not saying I'm a saint. Hell, I've had my ups and downs, and I've made some silly decisions. Such is life, which is true. You have zero merit in your comments. Instead of putting me down here for a little clout, you've got my number! Exclamation point. So Kay brought up claims about Blanchard during a trip to Japan. And she said, quote, she said this, quote, remember when you spat in a black woman's face and called her the N-word in Japan? Was that you supporting women? The audacity of this tweet. Green responded to Kay.
Racism doesn't count in Japan.
Green responded to Kay with a gif that said, I remember that. In regards to Kay's story, Blanchard wrote, not true. That's my statement and the most attention I'll give it because of how actually ridiculous it is. Puerto Rican wrestler Black Rose has since responded thanking Kay and Green, while also saying the story happened in 2017. Rose worked for Stardom in 2015 to 2017. Blanchard also worked for Stardom 2016-2017. She said, Sienna and I'm Chelsea Green, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That story. Yes, that happened on Japan in 2017. If Tessa Blanchard, it's broken English, so excuse me. If Tessa Blanchard do not remember it, can I? I am not a mean girl with any co-workers around the world. Be kind of hashtag racist is not ridiculous. It is a sickness. So, additional wrestlers have chimed in over the last few hours, including NXT UK's Isa Dawn riding up to Blanchard. As someone who experienced your bullying firsthand, received vulgar verbal abuse, was spat on, had rumors spread about me, dealt with multiple attempts by you trying to blacklist me from other companies, plus more. I pray you now follow your own advice.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me?
I was waiting for you to say this.
Are you trying to tell me?
Tell you what?
That there's racism in wrestling.
It's racism in wrestling.
Gasp!
I wish I could find the clip of...
Exclamation point.
I wish I cared enough to find the Hulk Hogan... N-word drop.
Wait, Hulk Hogan's racist?
Or the
don't tell me he said the N-word.
Or the Randy Orton thing we talked about when he went, yeah, nigga.
Oh, wait.
And no repercussions to him at all.
Oh, my God.
So I asked Duke the Great if he could comment on some things. So it's a little long, but I figure we'll listen to it, talk about it, All right, so here's Duke.
This is the man of the hour, the man with the power, too sweet to be sour. That's right, the Duke, host of the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast.
Hi, Duke.
And I want to give a special shout out to all of you fantastic listeners of the Old Man Wade show.
See, that's class. Mm-hmm. Javi, that's class. Mm-hmm. You don't call him a hater. You don't call him. You don't tell him he sucks. He shouts out the people.
Yeah.
That's a classy man.
Still trash.
Guy right there. Happy New Year. Listen, Old Man Wade asked me to weigh in on the Tessa Blanchard controversy. So as we know, Tessa Blanchard is accused of spitting on Rosa La Negra, another pro wrestler, and this is an Afro-Latina. She allegedly spit on her and called her the N-word and all kinds of stuff, and a lot of folks have weighed in and commented on it. Others who know the story well have confirmed that it happened. Rosa La Negra, she has also spoken out about it. Tessa has denied it, at least at first, and now she's on the people make mistakes, nobody's perfect train. And a lot of the folks who are defending her are doing the same thing, which is pretty interesting. I mean, I'll just say this, folks, because I'm still paying attention to all the facts and developments. I wasn't there, so I can't definitively say personally what happened and what didn't happen. I will say, though, that a lot of folks have similar stories in regard to mistreatment from Tessa. I will say that, yes, in fact, people do make mistakes, and people do have a tendency to lose their temper and do some outrageous things. But I can tell you that I don't know too many people who lose their temper and suddenly start saying racial slurs and spitting on people. I think there's a line where people make mistakes and nobody's perfect just doesn't apply.
So I want to talk about something Duke said that I agree with 100%. Mm-hmm. So he talked about, she did two things. One, she was just like, it never happened.
Yeah.
And then she's backtracking.
Okay. That racists tend to do that.
So that's the part that's one of the things that kills me about this story in general.
Yeah.
It's like, so which one is it? Because I'll tell you right now, when I start making money from whether it's my writing, the podcasting, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If someone digs up my old tweets and they go, well, you said the F word in regards to the homosexual community. What do you have to say about that? And I would flat out say, I was a piece of shit for saying that.
Yeah.
I do not use that word anymore. It was disgusting of me, and I apologize.
Well, because as somebody who's never made any mistakes in his life, ever, I would like to say, I don't know what any of that feels like. No, I'm sorry. honestly, I talk a lot of trash about Duke, but I got love for this dude. Like, he's a super smart guy. I think he has a lot of good things to say, and I'm with him 100%. There's not only was she accused of saying these things and doing this. These things that are racist, right? There's corroboration. Mm. There's people coming out saying, yes, this did happen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, honestly, that's really all I need in this case, because one, wrestling in particular has a history of these people with this type of behavior, right?
Yeah, not even just the racism part, but like the bullying part. Like, Roddy Piper talked about how, like, some older wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
And you guys can do your Googles. I'm not looking up the article. He would talk about how, like, there was some, like, sexual misconduct, like, with him. And he's told stories about how he used to go on there and he used to, you know, the bagpipe.
Yeah.
And someone stuffed a bunch of, like, wet toilet paper in there, specifically to fuck him up in front of a crowd of people.
Yeah.
So this isn't like, you know, oh, it's a new age and it's hazing. Like, no. People used to do a lot of fucked up stuff. Like, Fletcher has stories, and I won't say the person's name, about how somebody, like, when we were in wrestling school, he felt that someone was trying to injure him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And again, me and Fletcher aren't, like, we weren't going to be, well, maybe we could have. Like, you know what I mean? Who knows what the cards would have held. But, like, at the time, I wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I could take an ass whooping, but I wasn't like, I was nowhere near the potential of other people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? But like, people have said like some of it, a lot of it's cutthroat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't just for my 1 year of bullshit that I did. Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm not even comparing myself to them. But like, you'll hear people on podcast, like wrestlers on podcasts talking about the stuff they went through.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like the older veterans will talk about these things like that. Duke has actually talked to a few people who will mention that and how they don't really, a lot of these companies should start caring about certain headshots because of CTE.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And how a lot of them don't really give a shit.
Well, you just gotta look at where it comes from. Well, I'm talking about, let's say, the WWE in particular, right?
Yeah.
Like, Vince McMahon doesn't strike me as someone who really puts a lot of thought into the social welfare of the people that work for him, right?
Like, not until they realize a person is like cash cow, or it's somebody that like, or it's something that becomes like a hot topic.
Yeah,
and like then, certain moves have been like certain moves. Like you can't use like pile drivers anymore.
Yeah,
like you have to be like if you see a pile driver in the WWE, like it's like seeing like a like Bigfoot or a unicorn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But even and it's only because it probably became a financial burden. Like it's something that can affect the pocketbook.
Exactly.
Of the or their or the way people view them that they care about. Yeah, other than that, like
it's not, yeah. So it's not genuine. It's a lot of it's like it, like you said, financial or it's not integrity. It's financial and it's just how they're perceived.
Yeah,
perception. That's
what perception, right? And like you said, it's possible that this lady. I already forgot her name. Sorry, she
Tessa Blanchard.
Tessa Blanchard. She might not even be racist. It might not to give it an excuse. It might be that whole culture of hazing, right?
Yeah,
trying to intimidate people, right? And she probably didn't see. Oh, I wasn't being racist. I was just you know whatever. So let me deny this because I wasn't being racist. No, fuck you. You say something racist. It's racist. You know what I mean? Like
own up to it. Yeah,
own up to it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then the idea of it just kind of, like, it hurts her image and tarnishes everything that she may be doing going forward instead of just saying, like, I fucked up. Because she may feel, she may be, people should evolve.
Yeah.
She may have evolved since then.
Yeah.
Granted, it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, depending on when it happened. And she still may be a piece of shit for all I know.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So, like, you know what I mean? What was it? This comedian had a song, and he goes, "Just say oops and move on." Like, you know what I mean? Like, you people, but it's right. People do fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But if you said something, like if you said or you've done something that heinous, accept your penance.
Yeah.
Admit you were wrong. Say I'm sorry. Do the and have you done anything? And not even just that. What has this person done since then to show that they aren't the person they were years ago? And I think that's the biggest thing with that.
How much do you think also with this particular situation is it that she just feels stupid? Because she was on her, she tried to get on her high horse and talk about supporting women. And then 2 seconds later, like, you were horrible to women that you worked with. Well, right? And just feeling dumb and embarrassed and then trying to deny it because you just feel dumb and embarrassed.
Well, hindsight is 20/20. I'm pretty sure if it happened to me, I may make a mistake in a moment.
Yeah.
But like from the outside looking in, if someone called me out and said like, "Hey, old," I think people have actually said that to me, like, "Hey, old man, you did this and that." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. That was a piece of shit for that."
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's better.
Wait, to apologize?
All the fucking time. And but you know what's funny? The reason I apologize is because I actually fucking mean it.
Yeah.
If I don't mean it. I either A, won't say anything, or B, I'll just go, I did it. Like, you know, what more do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, but if I'm not sorry for it, I'm not gonna fucking apologize. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But it's also one of those things where, like, I look at when you insult someone's integrity, race, sexual orientation, or creed, it's like,
it's like American bingo.
American Bingo! Can we get Lenny Kravitz to sing that?
Who?
Lenny Kravitz, American Bingo. Instead of American Woman, American Bingo.
That'd be pretty cool.
Alright, so what else do you got?
You've gone too far, so to speak. So, I'll say this much. Anyone who's advising Tessa Blanchard, they're not helping her. They're not helping her at all. In my opinion, one of the best things to do right now is to either just don't talk about it, or... which makes more sense, reach out to Rosa La Negra, do some kind of mediation, see if there's a way that you two can come to some kind of mutual agreement, make sure that things are on the right path between the two of you. And then once that happens privately, then you publicly put out a statement apologizing and encouraging folks to work with you to improve as a person, which I think that's...
Or fight to the death.
Reasonable thing to do. But this whole nonsense of first denying it and then saying, well, nobody's perfect, that just, you're throwing grease on the fire. So that is a big no-no. I don't care who you are.
I just love that Duke is literally making all the points you just made.
Yeah.
I should just let it play.
Let it run. Not advise addressing any controversy in that manner, especially when it deals with race and things of that nature. And I'm going to leave you with this. And you old man Wade listeners, just think about this for a second.
All right. So whenever Duke, I love Duke. He's one of my favorite people in the world. And you know, whenever someone said that, some shit's about to happen. I have no idea what Duke's about to say next.
And I also feel like the way he says "you old man Wade listeners," like he's judging our listeners a little bit. Like, why are you guys listening to this trash?
Doug, I judge our listeners.
Why are you guys listening to us?
Doug, I judge our listeners. I love every single last one of our listeners. But I'm like,
why?
Yeah.
Don't you have something better to do with your life? Go read a book. God damn it.
Go listen to Militantly Mixed with Charmaine. Go listen to fucking the Mocha Minutes or something. Like, don't listen to this shit. They're actually talking something. Like, you know what I mean? Go listen.
We're talking about stuff too.
Yeah, go listen to Charmaine, Stephanie, and Brandon Garvin.
We had a very good conversation about our masturbation habits. What are you talking about? That's quality content.
Yo. Go listen to Throwback Thursday.
What? You're out here shaming us. People want to know what kind of porn we watch. Okay?
King shame kings.
Man Wade, black man. If old man Wade were to spit on a Jewish person,
which I would never do,
and then use a racial slur at that Jewish person,
again, which I would never do,
how many of you would be saying, well, people make mistakes and nobody's perfect? Think about that for a second. Do we have a built-in bias as a society where if something happens to a black person in particular, some of us are quick to brush it under the carpet here, or let's not talk about it. Let's not race bait. Why do we have to always bring that up and all this? You know who you are. Do we have a blind spot when it relates to that? I think it's a good question. And I think that's a question that deserves some long-term discussion and hopefully some resolution.
Do you think there's a blind spot to that?
A blind spot to things that happen to black people versus...
Yes. I think we both have the same answer here, but...
You don't know me. that's a weighted question, I think. Yes, I do.
This is a conversation.
I think it's related to a whole bunch of weighted history, especially in this country. But I think it's complicated because it's the same people that are trying to push it under the rug, right? It's the same group of people. I don't think it's universal to everybody in this country, right? I think when things happen of a racist nature to anybody, right, there's certain groups that are going to sweep it under the rug and there's certain groups that are going to try to highlight it. I don't have any numbers or any data to support, like, the exact discrepancy. But I don't know. It's complicated.
I think it deserves more than...
Five minute conversation.
I was going to say, like, this is a conversation I think we need to have. Like, this is something I want to bring in. I'll talk to you about it after the show, but I'm going to go back to Duke.
Because I think as a society, there are some built-in biases, and even other black people, there's some built-in biases that manifest in some strange manners. And we've seen some interesting comments from folks who are trying to defend Tessa. And all they've done is hurt their brand, at least in my opinion. So there's that. Listen, like I said, I'm the Duke from the Duke Loves Wrestling podcast. You can hear my show on all of your favorite podcast apps: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Podcast.com, you name it. And the entire archive is also on YouTube. So please hit the subscribe button, throw me a review. check out the show. Let me know what you think. Old Man Wade, you know, he comes in from time to time. He's a great guest. You can also follow me online at Duke Loves Wrestling. That's RASSLIN. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. I'm here, baby. That's right. This is the Duke signing off saying, be kind to yourselves. Be kind to others. Thank you very much, Old Man Wade. Thank you, fantastic listeners.
Thank you, Duke, man. Like, I just wanted to, like, I was just hoping he was going to give me a 2-minute clip. I didn't expect, like, 5 minutes of funk, man. That was good, man. But he also brings up another topic that I think we'll eventually have on another show about how we're treated in the black as black people, and more so. And I've said this on this, and my wife said this. I'm pretty sure you understand this, and like all the people who've had on the show, being a dark skinned black woman, is probably the most difficult thing in the world. I've said it here a million times. My wife has said it, and she's a light skinned woman. Yeah. And you know what I mean. So
that's what I'm trying to say. Like and that's why for me these things are complicated because I get what you're saying, and to a large extent I agree. But how do you measure disenfranchisement, right, in that way? Ooh. Right? Like,
can you say that again? Because that's actually a really deep statement in itself. I think it needs to be said again.
How do you measure disenfranchisement in that way? Like, how do you differentiate how hard one form of disenfranchisement is based on another, especially when the results tend to be the same, right? Especially for black people, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that...
Again, there are measures. Let me not...
I think there's measures, but I think that... I think in a situation... Not just in this situation. I feel that sometimes people get caught in the struggle Olympics.
Yeah.
It doesn't really need to be that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of times, it's just like we all struggle in some way, shape, or form. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a big, bald, black dude who tends to have a very stoic and sometimes angry face.
Yeah.
That may scare some people. Yeah. And then if I'm rocking a short sleeve shirt or, like, my tattoos are showing in some way, shape, or form, like, people may be scared by that.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I understand it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know where their biases come from. I don't know where their ignorance comes from. Mm-hmm. So I hate it. I completely detest that this is actually a thing. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I acknowledge is there.
Yeah.
I wish that racism wasn't as stupid as it was. It's literally something
that... smart?
I wish people...
Smart racism.
I wish people would look past the fact that, like, someone would say you're inferior because of the color of your skin. Because I think that is by far the dumbest thing I have ever, like, that's ever conceived. Like, I understand when someone goes, you can't be a construction worker because you physically can't do something that the other construction workers can do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're incredible with math. Mm-hmm. So how about you work on the actual, like, blueprints?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? You want to help build this building? Do the parts that you're great with.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone to say you can't be a construction worker because you're black is dumb. you know what I mean?
And the thing
I just want to get this thought out. Racism is... It really is, I think, the... And I'm going to say this, and I know it's not a word. It is the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I say stupidest because, one, stupidness is not a word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how ridiculous it is. You know what I mean? Like, you don't like someone because of the color of skin. All right, well, I don't like black people. Oh, do you enjoy food cooked by dark-skinned West Indian people? Oh, I don't like black Americans. Oh, so you don't enjoy soul food?
Mm.
Well, I don't like Spanish people. You don't like chicharrón?
You hungry?
You don't like roast capoyo? No, I'm actually wanting some more alcohol. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like just the idea of that, and if that's just from a food standpoint, you got music, you got culture, you got alcohol, You got literature. You've got all sorts of like entertainment. Mm-hmm. And to not like someone specifically because of their skin complexion is... It doesn't, like, my brain can't go to a place where that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have words for it because it doesn't compute. You know what I mean?
Well, it's complicated.
It's not complicated, it's stupid.
it is, but I mean, from the perspective of from looking at it, like, where did racism come from, right? Like, why do we live in a society that separates us in this manner, right?
Mm-hmm.
That associates certain characteristics to skin color, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that has so much history and momentum behind it that it's hard to even if you studied this stuff, right? It's hard to imagine a way out of it. Just because it's so ingrained in the society where we live in. Like, the society that we live in today,
mm-hmm.
was built, right? It was built around racism, right? Racism was the justification, right, to arrange the world in the way it is today, right? To the borders that we have today in this world, right? The jobs that we think people can do, the capacity for intelligence, right? The capacity to self-determination. All that was based on race and racism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all just a justification for a certain group of people to be able to control the destiny of another group of people. So when you look at it that way, it's like trying to move a 500-ton boulder, right? It seems almost impossible. It's ingrained in everything that we do, everything we look at, everything we read, everything we watch. Even the food that you mentioned, like some of the food, like the foods, the cultural food that you mentioned, come from people who wanted to take to create something good out of bullshit, right?
We talk about that all the time. Like, lobster is a delicacy, and it was like, we'll just give them lobster.
Well, it was like prison. It was prison food.
You know what I mean? Right? Like, or chitlins and shit like that.
Yeah,
give them the part of the pig no one eat. Wait, what do you mean they're turning this shit into something good?
Even like music, like, you know, the way the pop music versus urban music, right?
Dog, don't get me
that's you know what I mean? Like, everything, almost rock, you can look roll. At every rock and roll, right? You can look at almost every aspect, and I'm not talking about just the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pervasive across the world, man. Like, race has played such a fundamental part in almost everything we do that it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of work to deal with these issues in a real way.
I agree. You know what's funny? I only expected this to be like maybe like 45 minutes. We're a little over. But
welcome to the Old Man Wade Show.
For real. Any final thoughts on anything that we talked about? Tessa Blanchard?
I still don't know who the fuck that is.
I'll show you a picture later. She's nobody for him. She's a wrestler. So, everyone, thank you. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. Wherever you're listening, thank you for listening. If you're share it with the people. We're all over the place. And apparently we're on some streaming platforms that I didn't even know about.
I don't know how that works. I think they owe us internet money.
Internet money. So, yeah. So, don't forget to visit the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook. You can find me at oldmanwade.com. That's oldmanwade.com. On Twitter and Instagram. You can find Javi at Let Shit Record, which he never uses.
Nope. I'm a boomer when it comes to Twitter.
Which I don't understand. I feel like you'd have more fun on Twitter than you do on Facebook.
Yeah.
Especially now, because I know, like, with Twitter, they're going to start doing this thing where you can just post and people can't comment.
Really?
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. I feel like when that starts, I'm like, all right, it's happened, Javi. You can just go on there and go, you can't comment.
Fuck your thoughts.
Yeah, for real. And then you can just post the link And people can comment on that. Actually, shit, fuck them. They don't have to comment on it either. Just fucking listen. I feel like if you love us, thank you for commenting. If you hate us, thank you for listening. Otherwise, honestly, if you're listening, thank you. If you're not listening and you're racist, go fuck yourself.
Also, Sarah Connor beats Ripley.
Sarah Connor beats Ripley?
Yes.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, Sarah Connor beats Ripley.
Ripley's kind of a nerd in Aliens 1.
Nerd!
Damn it, Wade!